On leaving the room of Hercules and Antaeus, there is a wonderful view of the ballroom. This room was originally the courtyard around which the villa was built. Between 1598 and 1599, the Grand Duchess Christina of Lorraine, wife of Ferdinando I, commissioned the painter Cosimo Daddi to decorate the two entrance walls. These two sides of the courtyard strikingly display the Medici-Lorraine coat of arms and, on the opposite side, the bust of Vittorio Emanuele II. The two walls are entirely decorated with scenes depicting episodes from the conquest of Jerusalem by Godfrey of Bouillon, Duke of Lower Lorraine, or Lotharingia, and a heroic knight among the protagonists of Jerusalem Delivered by Torquato Tasso, also an ancestor of Christina of Lorraine. Sometime later, between 1637 and 1646, Baldassarre Franceschini, also known as Volterrano, a leading Baroque artist in Florence, frescoed the other walls of the courtyard on commission from Don Lorenzo de' Medici, son of Ferdinando and Christina. The Fasti Medici, or Medici Glories, represented here, are a theatrical illustration of the main Medici family members and celebrate their most important enterprises. We can see Pope Leo X, son of Lorenzo the Magnificent, meeting the King of France, Francis I, the triumphal entry of Cosimo I into Siena, the Queens of France, Caterina and Maria de' Medici, seated on the throne with their children, Pope Clement VII, who in Bologna in 1530 crowned Carlo V as emperor. There is also the Medici conquest of Livorno and Tuscan domination of the sea. In 1872, for the engagement between Emanuele di Mirafiori and Blanche de Lartrelle, the king commissioned the cover over the courtyard, transforming it into the ballroom. The iron and glass structure, futuristic for the time, was built by the court architects from Piedmont. It is one of the first examples in Florence of use of iron and glass. These materials, considered modern at that time, blend together well with the ancient paintings and decorations. The roof finishes in a lucernarium, with windows which, if necessary, could be opened by the servants to allow for an exchange of air, especially in the hottest season. Today, they are opened automatically by a mechanical system. The last renovations in the Medici courtyard were the marble floor in the so-called Venetian style and the huge 18th century chandelier in amethyst crystals in the center of the room. This chandelier in wood and iron, with 102 lights arranged in three circles, is decorated with droplets of glass and amethyst-colored crystal, called almonds because of their shape. The chandelier, which was originally in Palazzo Pitti, arrived at Petraia on August 18, 1872, from the Medici Villa of Poggio a Caiano.